Hello, good morning. This is Alvaro Andoin at Filmatu on Twitter, speaking from Portland, from the Portland Incubator Experiment. And what's the Portland Incubator Experiment? I was searching online about Portland information, and I found that there is an incubator experiment that's being supported by Whitten and Kennedy, the internationally acclaimed ad agency. And I'm with the general manager of this incubator experiment, which is Rick. Hello, Rick. How are you doing?
Hi. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
You were telling me about how this incubator experiment started here in downtown Portland, underneath the offices of Whitten and Kennedy.
Yeah, so the PI, as we call it here in Portland, started originally as a co-working space. It was a retail space that was sitting open in the Wieden & Kennedy building, and the folks at Wieden & Kennedy, particularly a guy named Rennie Gleason, who's the global director of digital strategy for Wieden & Kennedy, was interested in not only getting more engaged with Portland, but also getting more engaged with the startup scene and the kind of iterative nature that it follows. He approached a group of entrepreneurs in the Portland area and started a co-working space in August of 2009. I've been here that whole time, and what happened while we were working as a co-working space, some very interesting things happened organically. Some peer mentoring, interesting people coming into town. PI started to serve as a hub for technology gatherings or hackathons or that kind of thing. And companies seem to be finding very interesting ways of working together or making things happen. But again, that was very organic. It wasn't very structured. And so we looked at it again, sat down with Wieden and Kennedy, and tried to figure out if there was a way to formalize that program. And that's what you see happening at PI now, which is a more formal incubator accelerator program along the lines of a Techstars or Y Combinator.
Interesting. What form of participation does have Whitten and Kennedy in the projects that are being that are happening here?
Yeah, Wieden and Kennedy, and in addition to some of their clients, so Wieden and Kennedy, Google, Target, and Coca-Cola participate in the program as both sponsors to help provide operational costs and that sort of thing, but also as mentors. So each of those companies provides people with expertise to help the startups, everybody from the IT shop to biz dev to the creative services that they offer upstairs. And then in addition to that, we also manage a group of mentors in the tech and startup scene. So CEOs who've been there and done that, people who've exited successfully from startups, or people who've always worked in the service side of the startup industry. You know, the early stage financial people or early stage legal people who understand the situations that these startups are going through and can help them make the best use of their time. I always say the motto for PI is make new mistakes. We don't want these startups repeating mistakes that have happened before. But if they want to go make new ones, that's great. And then once they make those new ones, we bring them back as mentors to teach the startups how to avoid making those mistakes in the future.
Oh, interesting, and get a kind of library, no, of new mistakes, not to do those mistakes again.
Exactly. It's very much like, we envision it very much like a university system, where the value, while there's definite value to participating in the program, perhaps the greater long-term value is the alumni network that's established as companies continue to go through and participate as mentors or peer mentor one another and really help make the Portland startup community all the stronger.
Mm-hmm. So what I understand is this kind of intra-entrepreneurship within the ad agency, you know, in this case Whitten and Kennedy, that sees the opportunity to create like a separate ecosystem, but within the separate ecosystem, but who fits the organization as well, no, just underneath their block, no?
Yes, exactly. And we kind of categorize it as Wieden & Kennedy and its customers have massive scale but are really struggling with ways to embrace innovation and iteration in a meaningful way, while we have all of these startups who are very innovative and are comfortable with iteration but have absolutely no scale. So what we're trying to figure out is how do we effectively get those two groups working together where it's mutually beneficial to both of them.
What kind of startups do you have in this PA?
Yeah, in Pi.
Pi.
It's okay. So right now it's all across the board. We have some business-to-business companies. We have, for example, we have one called Cloudability that helps people manage their spending on cloud infrastructure. So I'm spending so much on Amazon and so much on Rackspace and so much over here. Where's money best spent? Where are we wasting money? So everything from business-to-business kind of stuff like that to people who are working on projects that are very consumer-driven. So one of our companies, Mopix, is really the post-DVD experience. So everything you used to get on a disc, they're building as for iOS devices. So you would get, you know, your feature film and your behind the scenes and all your actor bios, but gain that in an iOS format. So that's very consumer-based. And then there's everything in between. One of our companies, Venscreen, is taking Android devices and figuring out ways to retrofit them to existing vending machines so that you can get more information and make better purchases from vending machines. So there's a huge mix of companies in here.
Very, very interesting. What is happening in Portland right now? I mean, is it from the entrepreneurship, or are you trying to attract also new talent? I've read somewhere. How can the Portland Incubator Experiment help to do that, to attract talent here to town?
Yeah. So we have a very interesting startup scene. It's gone through ups and downs. Now we're kind of on an upswing again, particularly in mobile. We've noticed a lot of companies that have focused in that area. So companies like Urban Airship, which people may have heard of. Walmart Labs just acquired one of the mobile development shops here in town. And we're starting to see that kind of traction with both acquisitions and funding happening for companies. And Pi, like you said, what we're trying to do is serve as both a place to help organize what's already occurring, but perhaps attract new people from outside of town. So when we open up our applications, we open them up nationwide, even worldwide. If people have a visa and are able to work in the United States, we welcome those startups as well. But our idea is to get Portland people in the room, get people from outside Portland in the room, and hopefully what happens is people figure out they want to either headquarter here or establish a regional office here as well. And if we can do that, that's great.
And just to finalize, Rick, what would you think are if you would need to summarize them, what would be the three things you would tell a prospect entrepreneurship that will come here, will start thinking of coming here, that he or she will get?
Okay. I think first and foremost, it's the mentoring. That has, time and time again, that's what we've heard from the startups participating in the space, is even just being there to talk to somebody who's been there and through that is hugely beneficial to them. I think it's interesting if they're making a consumer play with some of the brands who sponsor our space. There's a really interesting introduction that can occur there for folks. And then finally, perhaps on the long term, the strongest benefit of Pi is really the alumni network. So the people you're going to meet both in your classes in Pi and through the mentor network are going to be those business relationships that stay with you and help you be successful for the rest of your business life.
Okay, thank you very much, Rick, for the information, and I look forward for this meeting that you have next Tuesday, told me, right?
Yep.
So it's a presentation of entrepreneurs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our demo day comes up on January 17th, and that's when our 8 startups in the space are going to stand up on stage and reveal what they've been doing for the past 3 months.
Okay, thank you very much. Looking forward for that.
Thank you.